Met Strangers, just released, and that was a piece entitled Bamako. So Fia Ray at voice, Aubrey Johnson at Royce at voice as well, Matt Mitchell at the piano, Kissam Nikvi at the modular synthesizer, Emmanuel Indira text, spoken word, and Sarah Sarfa at voice and composition. Again, a piece entitled Bamako. Gordon Gerlina's The Marrow before that, from the release on Songlines, Sefar El Darum, features Gordon Gerlina at the oud. That was a composition, Mini Khan, Josh Zubat joining him at violin, Hank Roberts at the cello, Mark Elias at the bass, and Hamin Hanari at the tombik. Prior to that, we had Amir El Safar and his River of Sound. The Other Shore is the latest release from the large ensemble. It's just out on Out Note Recordings, and that was Concentric, large ensemble, very large ensemble, including the likes of Jason Adesiewicz, J.D. Paran, Nasheed Watts, John Eskreet, and of course Amir El Safar at trumpet, vocals, and compositions. Prior to that, Mary LaRose from Out There, as I mentioned, just released on Little Eye Recordings. That was Out to Lunch. And Jeff Lehrer joined her at saxophone, Tameka Reed at the cello, Patricia Brennan at vibraphone, Nick Dunstan at the bass, and Matt Wilson at the drums. This is Jazz Mac right here on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. John B., your host, and a little bit of business to do, and we'll be back with some more music.
Good day, this is Fred Frith. You are listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. Have a nice time. Bonjour, c'est Fred Frith à l'appareil, c'est CKUT 90.3 FM et bonne journée.
Le virus de la COVID-19 et ses variants se propagent toujours au Québec. En cas de symptômes d'allure grippale ou s'apparentant à ceux de la COVID-19, tels que la fièvre, la toux ou la perte du goût ou de l'odorat, ou si vous avez été en contact avec une personne infectée par le virus, il est essentiel de passer un test de dépistage et de respecter les consignes d'isolement, même si vous êtes vacciné. Le dépistage demeure un des meilleurs moyens de limiter les éclosions. Pour en savoir plus, visitez québec.ca/test-COVID-19. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
This is Matana Roberts, and you are tuned into CKUT 90.3 FM, Montreal. Montreal, a city that I love, 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 love.
This is Jazz Mac right here on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. Montreal, the home of Dem Productions, of course, started in 1991. Joanne Etsu at the helm, and they are behind a lot of creative music here in the province and in the world, of course. And there are celebrating with a showcase of five live performances, celebrating the fact that they have 12 new releases coming out over the course of the next year. And as I say, five performances coming up this Wednesday night, the 15th of December at the Sala Rosa at 4848 Boulevard Saint-Laurent. Live performances from Bernard Falaise, solo, Claude Perriard at solo, Mercury with Laurie Friedman and Nicholas Coloya, of course, Eric Dorion and Elizabeth Millard, and Kortetsky with a new project looking at the music of John Cage. So yeah, we're going to relish in music actuelle for the next hour or so, and we're going to start off with something featuring Eric Dorion. the creative guy at synthesizers, electronics, and computers as part of René Lucie's project when they presented a live performance in Victo last spring. René Lucie is at the guitars, Robbie Custer is at the drums, and Martin Tetreau at turntables and electronics. Once again, Eric Dorion, ordinateur et électronique. This is a piece entitled Celle qui fait suite. Non, celle qui suit l'autre, c'est ça. On y va.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Ensemble, super musique from their most recent release entitled Commutation came out earlier this year. Pour l'heure was the name of that piece. And of course, Joanne Etu involved along with Jean Derome, Philippe Laudier, Craig Patterson, Scott Thompson, Julie Hull, Alexandre Saint-Onge, Isaiah Ciccarelli, Emily Girard-Charret, and of course, Daniel Pellardy-Roger. The wonderful ensemble super musique. Prior to that, Joanne Etu and her project Castor et Compagnie with Joanne, joined by Jean Derome, Diane Labrosse, Pierre Tanguay, and Pierre-Yves Martel from the album Si tu le veux. That was a piece entitled On va se la couler. Prior to that, Bernard Falaise and something from a solo outing he released just last year on the And recording label. And it sees Bernard playing electric guitar, keyboards, and electronics. And Sans Fouille is the name of the release. New, the name of the track we heard from that release again on And Recordings. Prior to that, Mercury is the project. Laurie Friedman at clarinet, Nicholas Kaloya at double bass, from a document of a Canadian tour in 2018, self-released, and that was a piece entitled A Théo. Bernard Falaise before that, from an archival recording almost from the mid-90s, Jouffry is the name of the release. Beautiful tribute to Jimmy Jouffry, featuring Robert Marcel Lepage at clarinet, Normand Guilbeault at the bass, and Bernard Falaise at electric guitars. Vol de Nuit was the name of the piece we heard from, again, Jouffry, and that also can be found on Ambiance Magnétique. Kortetsky before that, from a document, just a collection of music from their podcast, Weird Studies, Music from Podcasts, Volume 1, released through their website, and that was Night World. Pierre-Yves Martel, Philippe Lozier, and Isaiah Ciccarelli are Kortetsky. And as I mentioned, they will be performing new material, I guess, related to their new release, looking at the music of John Cage. And that'll be Wednesday night at the Sala Rosa. Prior to that, Lucie Dorion, Custer, and Tetro live in Victoriaville. Printemps 2021 is the name of the release. Celle qui suit l'autre was the name of the piece. Lucie at guitars and saxophone, Dorion at computer and electronics, Robbie Custer at the drums, and Martin Tetro at the turntables and electronics. And you can find that on the Victo recording label. This is Jazz Muck. You can always find us here on a Friday morning at 90.3 FM in Montreal. And you can find us anytime through our website at www.ckut.ca. And if you're looking for a playlist, a listing of all the music played here on the program, because you missed it because I talked too quickly and mumble, you can go to jazzmuck.blogspot.ca and see all the playlists there for all the music played here on the program. We're going to close it up with, we're going to turn back to Eric Dolphy, and we're going to go back to those 63 sessions. We're going to hear another alternate take, this one of Music Matador, and Huey Sonny Simmons is featured at alto saxophone, Richard Davis at the bass, Charles Moffat at the drums, Willie Prince Lascia is at the flute, and Clifford Jordan at soprano saxophone, and of course, Eric Dolphy throughout. We'll close it with that. Bid you a good week. See you here next week. Take good care. Thank you.
following is a previously broadcast program.
Bienvenue à Legalese, une émission consacrée au droit qui vise à en rendre le jargon plus accessible tout en évaluant de manière critique ses institutions. Welcome to Legalese, a broadcast about the lawcast broadly. Je suis Audrey, puis je vais être votre hôte pour cet épisode de Legalese. Ça fait que ce mois-ci, ce dont on va jaser, c'est de la crise du logement. On va essayer de la décortiquer, de se rappeler c'est quoi nos droits, de se rappeler aussi la manière dont ça interfère avec tellement de droits, notamment celui de quitter un milieu de vie qui est violent. So to kick it off, Legalese Brett chatted with Cecilia Mahongon, where she got to speak over work at Ojo, which is the Concordia-based Housing and Jobs Research Center. So Ojo primarily serves students, but is open to the wider Montreal community, helping empower people by communicating tenancy law in an accessible manner. Cecilia notes the short supply of affordable housing in Montreal, despite pandemic-related vacancies, and what to do if your landlord hits you with a rent hike, among other things.
I'm Cecilia Mahongon. I'm an ex-international student from Italy, and I work at the OJO, the CSU of Campus Housing and Job Research Center, since October 2018. What we do basically is empowering all the Concordia community, let's say, in the meaning of students and non-students that have access to our services to learn about their housing rights, their job rights.
So it's not just for students.